Instant Messages. Learning to Love by Jocelyn M. Becker. In the summer after I graduated from high school, I left for China to teach English to young children in a boarding school. It was the first time I would be so far away from home. As I first started teaching, all I could think about was missing my family. I was ready to leave my current adventure and go back to my comfort zone. Then, through prayer and scripture study, I started to gain a deeper appreciation for the gospel. I became more grateful for my family and for the Lord's blessings in my life. I began to realize how much Heavenly Father loved me. Suddenly, my problems weren't as big. I didn't miss my family as much, and I wanted more than ever to see the students as Christ sees them. I began to realize what Christ said about children being pure of heart. They loved me, even with all my faults. As I loved them with all my heart, teaching became a little easier. I began to see all of their talents and wonderful qualities. My patience level was higher. For the first time, I realized what they and I must mean to my Heavenly Father. I had more love for my students than I had even thought possible. I gained a deeper love for my family and all those around me. Loving the students made it easy to understand what they needed me to teach them, and my love for them made me a better person. Note: Jocelyn M. Becker is a member of the Northfield Ninth Ward, Pleasant Grove, Utah, Northfield Stake. End of note. Nearer to Thee by Sarah Howells. I had been learning to play the piano for only a few months when I decided to learn some church hymns. I started trying to play Nearer, My God, to Thee, hymns number 100. I eventually learned the music by heart a couple of weeks later. I then sat down and carefully read its words and realized just how much closer to God that song made me feel. The hymn comforted me and showed me that God is always with us. Note: Sarah Howells is a member of the Cardiff Branch, Cardiff, Wales Stake. End of note. I Object by Joseph Gonzalez. When I was a new ninth grade high school student, my English teacher announced that we were going to watch a movie as part of our study of Shakespeare and his works. She told us the movie was R-rated and asked if anyone had any objections. I built up the courage to raise my hand and told my teacher that I did not watch R-rated movies. My face felt like it was about to burst and my whole body felt like it was sweating, but inside I knew I had done the right thing. My objection seemed to silence the class, and I felt everyone's eyes on me. Later, my teacher questioned me further on the subject, and I told her that I would not watch the movie. My teacher left it up to me to choose between watching the movie she selected or accepting a lower grade for the assignment. On the day before the movie was scheduled to be shown, I thought I was going to have to walk out of class and take the grade penalty. When my teacher announced that she had decided to show a different version of the movie, I felt relieved. There was plenty of moaning and whining from many of the students because of the change in plans. I thought everyone would be mad at me. Instead, the students quickly quieted down, and my friends called me over to sit with them. Their support made me feel great. After class, I thanked my teacher for her decision to show an appropriate version of the movie. I'm thankful for the standards of the church. I know that when we keep high standards, we can make a difference in the world in our own small ways. Note: Joseph Gonzalez is a member of the Pearl City First Ward, Waipahu, Hawaii Stake. End of note. End of the section, Instant Messages.